In this bulletin, Victoria records zero new coronavirus cases and no further deaths. Concerns over reports Australian women have undergone an invasive search in Qatar. And in sport, a former Brazilian footballer contracts coronavirus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria's coronavirus testing commander is citing some positive signs from a testing blitz in Melbourne's northern suburbs with no new cases detected. Health authorities are investigating a cluster of 39 COVID-19 active cases across 11 households before easing any more restrictions. Jerome Weimar says so far the results have been negative and more testing will be done to better understand this latest outbreak. Victoria has recorded no new COVID-19 cases or deaths, taking the 14-day rolling average to 3.6. And New South Wales has detected one new locally acquired case and three in quarantine. The federal government has reported the alleged mistreatment of Australian passengers on a Qatar Airways flight to police, calling reports of a physical examination disturbing. Several women on board a plane, including 13 Australians, were reportedly forced to undergo an internal exam after a premature baby was found in an airport bathroom. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she's never heard of this type of incident before, and the women involved are being offered mental health support if required. Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says the government must demand answers from the airline and the Qatar government.
There's a real concern here. The government needs to really make the strongest possible protest to the government of Qatar. But also, I think anyone who's heard those reports will be thinking with just a great deal of sympathy.
There are concerns an Australian academic has reportedly been moved out of an Iranian prison to an unknown location. Dr. Kylie Moore-Gilbert from the University of Melbourne is serving time in jail for espionage at one of Iran's harshest prisons. But her current whereabouts is unclear and her friends are seeking answers. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the government is seeking more information on the situation.
The ambassador had a consular visit with Ms. Moore-Gilbert, Dr. Moore-Gilbert, a short time ago. The reports that we have seen are ones which we are seeking further information on.
The deputy chair of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission has resigned after revelations about relocation expenses. Daniel Crennan relocated from Melbourne to Sydney. And ASIC said last week the processes supporting the approval of relocation costs were inadequate. Although Mr. Crennan offered to repay the accommodation payments, he's now decided to step down. The chairman, James Shipton, has also stood aside pending a review into costs. Tasmania is opening up to most of mainland Australia for the first time in 7 months, so travellers can visit without spending time in quarantine. People from Queensland, the Northern Territory, the ACT, WA and South Australia can now cross over into Tasmania, plus New Zealand. Health Minister Sarah Courtney says the state government has confidence in its contact tracing systems. Travellers will be screened at airports and ports, with anyone displaying COVID-19 symptoms to be ordered into quarantine until the result is returned. US Vice President Mike Pence is going ahead with election campaigning despite multiple aides testing positive to coronavirus. The White House has cited Mr. Pence as an essential worker to explain his travel, although he was exposed to his chief of staff who became infected. The US is reporting its highest number of new COVID-19 cases in the past 2 days, with almost 80,000 new infections on Saturday. Former football striker Ronaldinho says he's tested positive for coronavirus and is now self-isolating. The ex-Barcelona player and two-time FIFA World Player of the Year said on Sunday that he was asymptomatic. He plans to stay in a hotel until his condition improves. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, much the same, 17. Hobart, similar conditions and 15. Canberra, showers and 12. Wollongong, rain easing later and windy, 16. Sydney, windy and rain, 16. Newcastle, rain with heavy falls possible and windy, 18 degrees. A shower or two in Brisbane, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.